Welcome to the Oyel Matzvila, Perek Gimel, page Ayin Tet. A very, very difficult time we find ourselves in, Klal Yisrael, where we really, really, really need the Tfila of the Tzibur. And I think it's an incredible time to start to learn the Oyel Matzvila, to tap into the Koch HaTfila, its incredible power and its chashivus during this Eitz Tzara to propel us to great heights. The matters that stand at the pinnacle of the world. It says in the Gemara Brachos, they said to Rabbi Bar Abaye, the Amrilei Rabbi L'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Other version, my. What does the pasuk mean? Kurum zlus l'vnei Adam. Interesting term. What is kurum zlus l'vnei Adam from Tehillim? What does it mean? What's its implications? Amrilei, he replied, it's discussing Eilu Dvarim She'omnim Berumu Shel Olam. It's talking about things that stand at the height of the world, the pinnacle of the world. Uvnei Adam Mezalzlim Bahem. And people treat it lightly. People degrade it. They don't give it its proper respect and kavod. Perush Rashi, what are those matters? Kegon Tfila. Tfila. She'ola Lamala. Tfila that goes up to the Shemaim, up to the heavens. Tfila is something, unfortunately, that is so crucial, so important, but people don't treat it with the proper respect, with the proper mindset and perspective. Ketuvah, written in Brachos, Vani natati lecha Shechem, this is the bracha that Yaakov gives to Yosef. He says, I'm going to give you Shechem, achar alchecha, one more portion than your brothers, asher lakachti miyad emari, that I took from the Emorites, becharviv v'kashti, with my sword and my bow. This is what he tells Yosef. I'm going to give you Shechem. And I took it with my bow, my sword, and my bow. V'targum unkelus. What does it mean he took it with his sword and bow? B'tzluti uvuati. What's it talking about? With his tefillah. That's how he conquered. That's how Yaakov was successful in conquering Shechem. Hakli zayin shel Yaakov v'inu mamash heina tefillah shelo. The weapons of Yaakov. How did he defeat the Amorites? With his tefillah. His tefillah, his prayers. That's what made him successful. That was the driving force. That was the secret ingredient to success. V'zeu sh'ne'emar, this is what we say, HaKol Kol Yaakov HaYedayim Dei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, the hands are the hands of Esav. That's our battle cry. That's who we are, the voice of Yaakov through Tefillah. HaEker Kolach Shalanu Hu Hi Aydei HaDibor. A main strength of Klal Yisrael is through our speech. Masha'en Keim Shar Umos Iker Kochom Aydei HaMaseh. The other nations of the world, what's their main strength? Their actions, their swords. Our main strength is our dibur, our speech, our tefillah. V'im mechayvim anu b'shtalus hayadayim. And if we're obligated to put forth effort with our hands, b'chtei lehasik parnasatenu, to get our parnasa, we have to use our hands. We got to get down and dirty to make a living. Zeitza pecha tocha lechem, we just read. We need to use our hands to get parnasa. Alachas kama v'kama shemechayvim anu bishtalus hakol shelanu. How much more so are we obligated to put forth effort in our voice? In our voice, how much effort do we have to use our voice to make sure that our tefillah is going to be effective and storm the heavens with our tefillah? Koach hatefillah hi metzias mamish. Tefillah is a reality. It's real. It's true. V'rak mishum she'ein anir le'anayim, only because we can't see it with our eyes. She'omei b'rum shalom, because it's something that stands at the pinnacle of the world. Anashim chasashal mezalzlim ba. Unfortunately, people don't treat it properly. They disrespect it. They don't treat it with the proper kavod. V'rakim he matchilim lahakir chashivusa. If they begin to recognize the importance, the gadlusa and its greatness, hanale, that it's so supreme, vaday ha'masimim kochotem v'tzpalel karoi. Certainly, we're going to use our power to daven properly. Once we appreciate and internalize and take to heart how effective tefillah is, how important it is, the Kol Kol Yaakov, we're going to daven better. We're going to be able to really tap into the Kol HaTefillah. And just to conclude, we said the Kol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, the Das Kanim says so beautifully, the Bali Tosfos, on that Pasuk, what does it mean, the voice of Yaakov? The hands of Esav, they could only attack you, Bikarov, right in front of you. Those vicious people could only attack you right in front of you with their hands. But the voice of Yaakov, even Merachok, even from far away, it's effective. You're not limited by anything, by a locale, by a place. Tefillah transcends. Even Merachok, we have the ability to uproot any bad tidings, any bad things that could happen to us. That's the Kol Kol Yaakov, especially during this Eitz Tzor. We should tap into it. Mirat Hashem, we're going to learn about it and grow in our Avodah HaTefillah.